Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Seem like you're way in a hole at first.
I had just answered though.
Okay. All right.
I think when you came in, it had you on hold. I don't know why.
Had it what?
It had you on hold.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Most of the time they come in on mute.
Yeah, it came in whole. It took a long time for it to change. Speaker, that's probably what you thought you were hearing, waiting on me to say something, but I hadn't even put it in yet.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'm going to have to go back to church. They might be able to get on. I don't know.
Okay, while we're waiting on people to call, I'll go ahead and start, pick up in Genesis. This where Lot and Abram separated.
Okay, Loretta, what part of Genesis?
Lot 13,
uh-huh.
10.
Okay.
Okay, Lot took a long look at the fertile land, the Jordan River, well watered everywhere. There was before Jehovah destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The whole section was like the Garden of Eden, or like the beautiful countryside around Zoar in Egypt, so that it was what Lot chose. The Jordan Valley to the east of them, he went there with his flocks and servants, and thus he and Abram parted company. For Abram stayed in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the city of the plains, settling at a place near the city of Sodom. The men of this area was unusually wicked and sinned greatly against Jehovah. After Lot was gone, the Lord said to Abram, "Look as far as you can see in every direction, for I am going to give it all to you and your descendants, and I am going to give you so many descendants that like dust, they can't be counted. Hike in all directions and explore the new possession I am giving you." Then Abram moved his tent to the Oak of Moriah near Hebron and built an altar to Jehovah there. Amen.
Amen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, that sounds like Reverend Allen.
Right.
And do we have Mrs. Allen as well?
Yes.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, great, and you?
Okay, fine.
Awesome. So far we have the both of you, Mom and Mr. Varner, and Loretta and myself, Angela.
Yes.
Loretta, you want to read again? Oh, we got somebody else.
Okay, I can pick up with Genesis 14.
Someone coming in. Good afternoon.
Hello, how y'all?
Hey, Miss Auntie Carrie.
Hey, Angela, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm very well.
Good, good. Okay, we're going to continue reading until everyone joins.
Okay.
Okay, we're in Genesis 14. Now war filled the land. Aphel, king of Shinar, Ariok, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tadel, king of Goim, fought against Beeri, king of Sodom, Bashir, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Amah, Shemeber, king of Zobim, and the king of Bela, later called Zoar. These kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, Amah, Zobim, and Bela, mobilized their armies in Sodom Valley, that is, the Valley of the Salt Sea. For 12 years, they had all been subject to King Chedorlaomer, but now, in the 13th year, they rebel. 1 year later, Chedorlaomer and his allies arrived, and the slaughter began, for they were victorious over the following tribes at the place indicated. In Rephaim, in Adastor, Canaan, the Zerim and Ham, the Emin in the plain of Perim, the Horites in Mount Seir, as far as Ephraim at the edge of the desert. Then they swung around the Emmaspot, later called Kadesh, and destroyed the Amalekites and also the Amorites living in Hazar Tamar. But now the other armies, that of the king of Sodom and Gomorrah, Amid, Zobim, and Bela, unsuccessfully attacked Chedorlaomer and his allies as they were in the Salt Sea Valley, 4 kings against 5. As it happened, the valley was full of asphalt pits. And as the armies of the king of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some slipped into the pits, and the remains fled into the mountains. Then the victors plundered Sodom and Gomorrah and carried off all of their wealth and food and went on their homeward way, taking with them Lot, Abram's nephew, who lived in Sodom, and all he owned. One of the men who escaped came and told Abram, the Hebrew, who was camping among the oaks, belongs to Mary. The Amorite, brother of and Adnor, Abram's allies. When Abram learned that Lot had been captured, he called together the men born into his household, 318 of them in all, and chased after the retiring army as far as Dan. That night he successfully attacked them and pursued and fled army to the Hobar, north of Damascus, and recovered everything, the loot that had been taken, his relative Lot, and all of Lot's possession, including the woman and the other cattle.
Bless you.
Amen.
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 Good evening. I have someone join. Telephone number 305-343-8998.
Mrs. Williams.
Okay. And I have someone else join. 678-650-7831. Bunty Dot. Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that was your number. Okay.
I'm going to put it on mute.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right.
Okay, so let me. Loretta, did you get the roll call or you want me to do it?
I didn't get everyone, so. Okay, we have Mom, Daddy Verner, Reverend Allen, Miss Allen, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, and Angela, and myself.
And Mrs. Williams.
And Mrs. Williams, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and get started with the program. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello. Lord, we ask that you show us the path where we should go. Point out the right road for us to walk. Lead us, teach us, for you are the God of salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I, Loretta, will be your host. I pray that you all brought some good news to share with the group. If not, just say pass. And Angela will be coming to us with the blessing of the prayer line, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
First, giving honor to God, and Mrs. Bonner, and to each of you. Lord, we ask you to apply the blood of Jesus over the airwaves to render powerless and harmless any evil spirits that tries to come into our presence. We will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Sing praises to God, praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next I have Mom. Would you lead us in Matthew 19:26, please?
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said.
Jesus looked at them and said.
With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we have someone joining. Just a minute.
Please enter
Daniel.
Your password, or if you've entered the wrong mailbox number, press star.
Uh-oh. Daniel? Hello, Daniel? Well, I'll just leave him on the line, Loretta. We can go ahead. He dropped. He'll come back.
Okay. Okay, like I said, once again, tonight is an open session, so I pray that you all brought some good news to share. And I will start out with Daddy Verner.
Yes, ma'am, daughter. Okay, I'll be reading something to think about.
Amen.
What can we learn about prayer from this story? How does God want us to pray? Does he want us to rush to him quickly, then forget to pray again? Or does he want us to keep on praying until we get an answer? Does God always give us what we want? What if we ask for a new car or a new bag? Or something else we want very much. Will he give it to us? Many people are troubled when they pray for something, then don't get it. They may say that God has an answer their prayers. But God has answered. He has said that they should not have what they wanted. Perhaps it would not be good for them. It might even turn them away from him. But whatever the reason, God has felt they did not have it. So he had kept them from getting what they wanted. God always answers prayer. Sometimes he answers yes and give of what we pray for. Sometimes he answers maybe, and we have to keep on praying. But sometimes he answers no, and we simply do not get what we want. But God knows best. Before we pray, there's always ask, will that for what I pray, please God. It won't slow down a little bit. If it don't ask him for it, amen.
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 Yeah, we have Daniel to finally join.
Amen. Back. Good evening, Daniel.
Back.
Okay, next I have Miss Williams.
Okay. I'd like to share with us some scriptures, what the word says about the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we refer to him as the Holy Ghost. Okay. And it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Joel 2:28. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says, He, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:4-8. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2:4. The last one is, Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's Acts 2:38.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. And going back to Daddy Vernon, thank you for the special prayers that you shared with us also. Next I have Reverend Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you ready? You want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Reading from Corinthians, the second chapter. And in that verse 8,
Amen.
For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that's not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that in the beginning, in that time past, you were Gentiles in the flesh, which are called the uncircumcision by them, which are called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hand. Therefore, at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the cover of promise, having no hope and without God in this world, but now in Christ Jesus, who was sometime afar off or made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Okay, next I have Angela coming to us. Have anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Sure. Out of Revelation.
Amen.
2:4-7.
Praise the Lord.
It's about, are you listening? A vast number of church members are trying to live by excerpts from the Word and memories of passages learned long ago, rather than by listening anew each day to the Word. The result is a faith and a church life that are weak and ineffectual. This passage in Revelation focuses on how important it is to truly hear and then live what God has commanded. In verse 7, we read, "He that has an ear, let him hear." These words were directed to the church at Ephesus, a church that had become insensitive to the voice of Jesus Christ, of its first love, and hence was charged to its initial wholehearted devotion and service to God. Each worship service, evangelistic effort, and community venture we undertake should reflect the call of Jesus Christ to remember him as our first love. The sensitive hear these calls and respond. The insensitive pass over them, and the dull remain asleep. We need to work hard to build a church that listens to God's call with ears, minds, and hearts so that all of its members can partake of the inheritance Paul speaks of in his letter to the Ephesians. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glory, glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. God continues to call churches and individuals to give undivided attention to his way and will. His way is the way of holiness, peace, and love. His will is centered in freedom, justice, and equality among his people. History is filled with examples of individuals, churches, and civilizations that failed because they would not hear God. God is always calling, but he will not force us to listen. Let us pray that we may have the good sense, the moral courage, and the pure hearts to listen and be directed by our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Angela. Yeah, I think we had a couple of callers call in. Brian.
Yeah.
Are you by yourself?
Shalom, shalom.
Hubert, good evening. Okay, next I have coming up is Miss Allen. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Okay, I am coming from Malachi, 2nd chapter, 1 through the 4th verse.
Amen.
And now, O priest, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, said the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Yes, I have cursed them already, because you do not take it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your descendants and spread reverence on your face, the reverence of your Solomon feast, and one will take you away with it. Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi may continue, said the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. And going back to Angela, thank you for the reading out of Revelation. Next I have up is Mom. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read a message, and it's from Growing in Grace.
Amen.
And His grace is sufficient for you. It says, to grow in grace means to grow spiritually. When we first come into the knowledge of knowing who Jesus is and accepting Him as our personal Savior, we are not full grown Christian, but bathed in Christ. As we acquire spiritual nourishment through the Word of God, we will not remain the same. You must be born again to grow in grace. If there is no new birth, there will be no growth. Each day we must get closer to Christ, no matter what our growth status or when we are in our spiritual journey. The sinful world always channels our faith as we find that we still have room for growth. If we maintain our faith and trust in God, we will be prepared to stand for truth in all circumstances. Oh Lord, help us to draw closer to Thee each day, so we will be able to stand and not fall. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next I will come to you out of the word for today. And it says, and having done all, stand.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow the conflict for free seasons of your life to lull you into a false sense of security. Be vigilant. The devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. What should we do when the devil comes along? And having done all, stand. Indeed, God is able to make you stand, not in your own strength, but in the strength of Jesus Christ. By yourself, you are an easy target. But in the strength of the Lord, you can stand and not give in. So today, when Satan shows up with his temptations, announces that you're going to stand in Christ. Let him know you're going to stand until the shaking stops, until the wave of loneliness passes, until your marriage is restored, until you come out of debt, until the struggle is over, and until the tempter loses his power to trap or topple you. When you do the standing, God does the strengthening. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Note the word strengthen. He won't just strengthen you once. He'll do it again and again. He'll strengthen you every time you face a difficult challenge, every time a memory comes back to torment you, every time you're reminded of your imperfect past, every time you face a difficult situation. Drawing from God the strength you need to stand up to the enemy will take effort. It will take your praise, your prayer, your getting into His Word with an intensity you never had before. But the truth is, you can stand if you want to. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Next I have Daniel. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I think I just want to listen and I tell everybody hello and I love everybody. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Hello. Amen. Okay. Okay, I'm going to move on to Auntie Carrie. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I want to read part of Proverbs chapter 4.
Amen.
Hear ye children the instruction of the father, and attend to no understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget not neither. Decline from the word of thy mouth. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all of all things get understanding. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health unto their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence. From out of it are the issue of life. Put away from all the foul mouth and perverse lip far apart. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelid look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Hey.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Auntie Dot. Auntie Dot, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I pay.
Amen. God bless you. Okay. Hubert? Anything
yes,
for the group tonight?
Yes, I do. I would like to bring forth. It's a little long, but I was trying to make it as quickly as possible.
We can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will start in Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 31. But they that may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yah, B'Shalom. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Walk with Jesus, brothers and sisters. Now shall continue in chapter 41 of Isaiah. Keep silent before me, says the Yah, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nation before him, and made him rule over kings? We give them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not known, had not gone with his feet. Slick up. Who hath wrought and done it? Slick up. Calling the generation from the beginning, I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The owl saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid. They drew near and came. They helped at every one his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and the soother with the hammer him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the sodom. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou Israel art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yes. I will help thee, yes. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that was increased against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of nothing. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm of Jacob, and even ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, and the chestnut tree, and the myrtle, and the olive tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they be, that we may consider them and know the later end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yes, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, you are of nothing, and your work of nothing. An abomination is he that chooses you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come forth from the rising of the sun. He shall call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes and upon mortar, and as the potter bread his clay. Who hath declared from the beginning that ye may know, and before time that you may say, he is righteous. Yes, there is none that showeth. Yes, there is none that declares. Yea, there is none that hears your word. The first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them. And I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor, that when I asked it of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten image are wind and confusion. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his words, that our seeds come from Isaiah. Bless you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord.
Great
God. Hallelujah.
Hold on.
All right. I have Brian. Brian, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yep.
Amen.
I want to read chapter 5 out of Matthew 1 through 12. And it reads, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that, Brian.
All right.
Okay, all right. We're going to move on down our agenda, and we have Angela coming to us for the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Thank you. Our Father, we come to you in humble faith and in prayer. We lay before you every burden and care for all our friends and family. Uncle Antonio Nellums, Beryl Nellums, Malachi and Auntie Dot, Billy Mitchell, Auntie Vasti, Michael Moody, Denise, Rebecca Ross, Karen Favors, Mrs. Waters and family, Lenny and family, Paul's and Daniel Z, Williams, Slaytler, Georgian Rayo and mother, Jermaine Darson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, Miss Birdsong, Eddie Gitmus, and Maxine. And for all others that are not on this list but are in your need of prayer. Save us. Strengthen us each and every day. Be our protection from the assaults and attacks from the enemy and from sin. When our spirit grows weary, let your word and spirit revive us again. Guide us, O Lord, and keep us from all sins and wrong thinking. We trust you, Lord, to bring us through every and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray, and God be the glory. Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for that, Angela. Next we have birthdays coming up. And let's see, the week of 10-7 through October 13th. We have Angela. Yes. Birthday, sweetie.
Happy
birthday.
We have
her
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Any other birthdays we need to honor today or recognize?
Timothy, my grandson, Timothy.
Timothy?
What day is that, Mrs. Wilson?
Friday, October 50th.
Friday, that would be the 11th.
October
5th. Well,
that's funny. Okay.
Any other birthdays?
Yeah.
Okay, Kadarius will be singing a birthday song for us tonight. And Kadarius, you singing for Angela and Timothy.
Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Be
sure to grow and count the candles and blow. Happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. Happy birthday.
Praise and or testimony. Anyone have either one of those that they would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do. You know, at this time, can you all hear me clearly now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. This season is changing, as we know this. Time of fall is here, autumn, as we call it, when the leaves on the trees start to fading away. I would like to just suggest that we lean a little bit more toward nature during this season and let nature teach us some things that was created before mankind so that we could learn to love our neighbors and our families and our brothers and sisters a little bit more. I had a gentleman come to me the last time that I was incarcerated. He said, Lord, teach me how to love my neighbor a little bit more. And I recalled the word of God said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and love thy neighbor as thyself. So I'd like for you all to be invited along with me to share this season, to get more closer with nature.
Amen.
Ariana.
Amen.
Inshallah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. At this time, I would like to give out the parts for next week. Next week, the Be Encouraged group will be on.
Anybody else have anything they want to say?
Repeat that, Angela. I'm sorry.
You didn't give me anything in a chance to say.
Okay, I'm sorry. You may have the floor.
That's Mother Nature. That's
Before I do, did anybody else have anything else they wanted to say? Well, I just want to give praises to God for restoring me in my job again. AT&T, if you know about AT&T, they actually seem to lay off every 3 to 6 months, and they, while I was on vacation, I got a message saying that they were laying off, and I really, really thought, well, I guess it's my time to get booted on out of here. You know, God has blessed me and let me finish school and got my degree. I guess they're going to have me get out there and try to find what my new life may bring. So I was all ready and prepared, and lo and behold, I got a call that said, you're saved.
Amen.
Job. But it was a blessing that I was saved once again. So I just give all the praise to God for just watching over me. And
amen.
And praise God.
Make while you gone, huh?
Huh?
Make was working while you were gone, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Uh huh.
That is good.
Okay, do anyone else have any praise or testimony reports they would like to share? Thank you for that, Angela. May God continue to bless you.
Okay, I need to praise the Lord for bringing us safely to Miami again.
And we just had a background noise again,
I would like to praise the Lord for bringing us safely to Miami again. We'll be here for a 5 for my son-in-law's surgery on Wednesday.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Traveling mercies.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Okay. At this time, I would like to wrap up for our next week program. The Be Encouraged group will be on. Let's see here. I have Hubert. Are you there? Hubert?
Yes, I am. Yes.
I have you doing the reading out of Genesis 13, 5 through 11.
Okay.
And T. Carey?
Mm-hmm.
I have you reading Psalms 133.
Okay, tell me what Auntie Betty's supposed to be doing.
You want to get hers?
Yes, because she's not on tonight.
Okay, she's going to be my closer. She's going to do the reading out of Matthew 6:9. She's going to do the closing prayer.
Oh, okay. Okay, I tell her.
Okay, and next I have Mom. You're doing 2 Timothy 2:14-26.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Reverend Allen, I have you for Ephesians 4:1-6.
Amen.
Amen. Miss Allen, I have you coming out of Ephesians 4.
Can I read from James?
Who wants to read James?
Me, Miss Allen.
Miss Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Miss Allen wants to read James 4:1-12.
Oh.
Okay, and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get you to do your preach in 4:15? And then you're going to pick up in 5 and 2. And that's any feature.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Okay. Next, we're moving on down the list where we are to cover for songs or poems. Anyone have either a song or a poem that they would like to share with the group tonight?
I have a poem.
Amen, amen.
Okay, and it says, family. Family is like a warm blanket on a chilly day. Family is like a road map when we have lost our way. Family is like a soft cushion for a head that weary. Family is like a soft tissue to eyes that are teary. Family is like the glue that mend a broken base. Family is like the bookmark that help us keep our place. Family is like the whole that greater than any of its parts. Family is like us, whether born by lineage or kindred heart. And it's from my friend from Phoenix, Arizona, Lynette Bryant. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Any other songs or poems anyone would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to read a few words, too.
Amen.
It might not be a poem, but I think we need to hear these words. That ever since God had created the first man and woman in the Garden of Eden, He had offered to send His righteousness to the world through His people. But time after time, His people failed Him. Mm-hmm. Adam and Eve listened to the voice of Satan and brought sin into the world. That son Cain killed Abel. That ascended became so wicked that God destroyed all men except Noah and his family. But Noah's descendants also became wicked. By the time of Abraham, people worshiped the moon and other strange gods. Very few worshiped the God who had made them. God made a special agreement with Abraham. He would become the father of a chosen people. God also made this agreement with Abraham's son, Isaac, and the grandson, Jacob. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, anyone else have a song or poem they would like to share?
Well, I want to read a little bit out of the book a little bit, okay?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. This is something from a title called Bitter or Better. Now, let me give you 5 things Christians can do to make someone bitter or better. We all involved in relationships all the time.
by our actions and our response, we can make someone better or better. And remember, Father Hart always does the opposite of that others have done to him. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I have a poem I would like to share with the group tonight, and it's called Special Places. When you need a special place to go, look for a place where nature is allowed to grow. From here, it is where you can find a place to rest a troubled mind. God has provided many such places for us, for he knew this world would be so hard to adjust. When each new day produces more and more stress, we must give ourselves the opportunity to rest. We have to leave the crowds and the maddened pace and seek out a quiet place. From here we can see the world God has created, and in its truth and beauty become illuminated. God shares with his people everything he has done. He longs for each of us to be called his son. From the peace and beauty he has created throughout this land, we should realize we too are a part of his divine plan. Of all things God has caused to physically manifest, he does truly love man the very best. By Robert Stewart. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, any other poems or songs anyone wants to share with the group tonight? Okay, we're going to move on to the Serenity Prayer, and I actually have Daddy Werner leading us in the Serenity Prayer tonight. Amen.
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 Are we there?
Yes.
Waiting on you.
Are we there yet?
God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept. The surrender to accept. The thing that I cannot change.
The thing that I cannot change.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Okay. This is going to bring us on to our closing, but before I go to our closing, I would like to say thank you, everyone. Anyone have anything they would like to share before we go to our closing prayer? Okay, I actually...
Yes, can you hear? Hello?
Yes, Ken?
Yes, I wanted to sing a song that I evidently couldn't hear. It might be in the apartment here. Couldn't pick me up or something, maybe.
Okay, go ahead and sing a song with the group.
Okay, I don't know whether y'all could hear or not. Okay. You know, I was asked to walk with Jesus back in 1979, and I didn't have a clue how to walk with Jesus. But I found out you can walk with Jesus in many ways just by continuing in his words and let God guide our footsteps. Lean not to your own understanding. But the song I wanted to sing is likened unto this. I'm poured out like water. That's what the words of the Most High says concerning this song. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. You better get ready and bear this in mind. For God showed us the rainbow sign that it won't be water, but fire next time. Just one verse and we're at the end. I don't want to be so loud. But next week, we shall carry it on. Bless Allah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What a
praise the Lord. Oh,
praise the Lord. Okay. Actually, I have Daniel coming to us with Psalms 23. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone bow their head, please. Daniel, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I want to volunteer to do that.
You don't want to volunteer? Okay, I can move on.
Brian,
would you like to do the closing prayer with us tonight? Psalms 23.
Okay.
Amen. Bow your head, please.
Psalm 23.
Amen.
And it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 I'd like to see a correction. It don't none his head with evil. It none his head with all. Okay?
What I say?
All right. Clarification for the church.
Right there with evil.
Yeah, you did. Amen. Okay, once again, I would like to give a shout-out to Angela, her birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Angela.
Happy birthday, Angela.
Thank you, guys. Happy birthday today.
Happy birthday.
My
15th
birthday.
At 15, that is nice. That is wonderful.
Oh, 15 years old.
See, I learned that from my mom. Turn it around.
All right.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. I'm sorry. That concludes our program for tonight. Danella's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and I pray that there was something shared tonight that will help you through your busy week. Remember to put on your full suit of armor for protection from Satan and all his friends, and knowing that God got your back. And as we are children of God, when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other, "Oh no, he or she is up again." Amen.
Amen.
All right. Y'all have a
blessed week. Group. I'm sorry?
I was saying y'all have a blessed week.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
This week is the Be Encouraged Group. We will be presenting to you on God's perspective on what to read when you have been quarreling. Father God, order our steps this week and lead and guide us according to your will. In Jesus' name. Next
Amen.
Week, same time, same airwaves. God loves you, and so do I. Good night, everyone, and have a blessed week.
Good night, everybody. Love everybody.
Good night.
Good
night.
Happy birthday, Angela.
Talk to y'all next week.
Thank you.
Well, I forgot to call you.
Yeah.
That concludes the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Line. May God bless you all. Good night.